Hello again. And from me, Ian Cottier, it's the warmest of welcomes not only to our local Time for Brass regulars, but also to the many visitors from all over the world. Some at least may be meeting Time for Brass for the first time. And if this applies to you, then wherever you may be listening, I hope you enjoy the programme, and we'll make Monday night at 9 o'clock a regular date. And so, just for tonight, all the tracks are by Black Dyke. And not only that, they're all taken from the 10 albums that Dyke recorded between 2012 and 2022 under the series title Black Dyke Gold, under the baton of Dr. Nicholas Childs. Well, having set the scene, let's get on with the music. And first, off we go to Lancashire for Manchester-born composer Morris Johnson's march, County Palatine.
Thank you.
County Palatine, played as all the tracks are tonight by Black Dyke. So then, following that, we're off across the Atlantic for an overture by Leonard Bernstein. It's not exactly an operatic overture, nor is it a concert overture, more a musical play, which, as I understand it, has spoken dialogue rather than sung libretto. It's the overture to Candide, which never really enjoyed much in the way of audience popularity, but the overture, well, it's great. Solo time now, and the featured instrument tonight is the trombone. The solo is called Thoughts of Love, and it goes back well over 100 years to the famous Sousa Band and its equally famous trombone soloist, Arthur Pryor. Contemporaries claimed that Pryor's solos were so virtuosic that they were impossible to play, but over and over again, Pryor not only proved that they weren't impossible, but laid down a standard for others to attempt to meet. Here, a century later, is Brett Baker to underscore that claim.
Ha ha ha!
Never let it be said that virtuosity is dead. Brett Baker, backed by Black Dyke. Tonight's major work has a very special place in my heart. Under the guidance of the late Ernest Woodhouse, I became an unashamed Gilbert Vinter fan, and one fine Saturday back in the 1970s, I went along with members of the Dronfield Band to hear the Wills Company finals at the Royal Albert Hall. The test piece was Vinter's Triumphant Rhapsody, and I sat enthralled through every performance. Not only that, I bought the album, and when I got back to Dronfield, I put it on the record player, and I heard it all over again at 3 a.m. Was I mad? Probably, but judge for the work for yourself.
Thank you.
Triumphant Rhapsody, one of the spate of marvellous works that Gilbert Vinter produced during the last 10 years of his life, after a career that was focused mainly on light music. Another solo now, this time from Black Dyke's long-serving principal cornet Richard Marshall. It has an impeccable brass band pedigree, another work that's been around and been popular for 100 years or more. An arrangement by one of the giants of banding in the early years of the 20th century, A.J. Greenwood. It's Bach's Ave Maria. And then Richard Marshall changes the style as he's joined by other members of Dyke's cornet section in Robert Eaves' Cornet Roundabout.
Thank you.
Cornet Roundabout. Regular listeners to Time for Brass will have heard me say very often that my favourite brass band instrument is the flugelhorn. I'll say it again, and I'll back up that opinion with a track from Dyke's Zoe Hancock. It's an original by Paul Lovett Cooper, a musical picture of a tiny bay in Cornwall close to Zoe's hometown. It's called By Trevorn Bay. Thank you. Beautiful lyrical playing there by Zoe Hancock. And, once again, the mood, the style, the whole atmosphere changes as Dyke give the full treatment to Gough Richards' invitation to face the music and dance. And that little spot of razzmatazz takes us to the final choices of tonight's programme, and we end on a gentle meditative note, with two really very different choices, but, well, not that different, I suppose, as they combine to bring tonight's Time for Brass to a close. First, John Rutter's setting of For the Beauty of the Earth, and finally, a little insight into the love of family, for our closer was written by Peter Graham as a Christmas gift to his mother. It's short, it's quite delightful, and it's called A Gannachie Lullaby. Good night.